Hey, welcome to my first podcast. I want to encourage people that the things that they see repeating in their lives, things that maybe are a discouragement that they can't seem to get out of a certain pattern, that is when you need to stop and look at your identity and know who you are. Okay, so knowing who you are does not mean that you know what triggers you, what you like to eat, what you don't like to eat, what you like to watch, what you don't like to watch. That is not your identity. That is basically a culmination of everything that has happened to you in the past, and you have in your mind have adapted to learn how to protect yourself from it happen from bad things happening again. And see, when that happens, especially as a young child, basically what you do is you learn these patterns to protect yourself. And then after you're an adult, you automatically react to something, but you don't really understand why. So when you start to see patterns happening over and over and over again, then basically what you need to ask is, why is this happening and why is this repeating? Why am I constantly in this pattern? Because you have the choice to get out of it. And basically what it is knowing who you are. Okay, so knowing who you are is not all of that other stuff. You don't need to focus on anything in the past. Knowing who you are means that you need to focus on who God says you are. Because see, he's the one, and you know, the scripture says that God knew you before he put you in your mother's womb. That person is who you need to know. That's your true self. That is your true essence. Because it says that the kingdom of God is within you. So who God created you to be before you were put in your mother's womb is your true identity. Okay? Your true essence is one with God. Okay? So your true essence is who your true identity is. And to know that, you actually have to separate yourself from all of those things in the past and overcome them, which is why God sent Jesus, because Jesus is the way to him, the way back to your true identity. Yes, there are many, many, many different people out there teaching a lot of new age things that you can actually tap into your spirit self and, you know, do all this other stuff, which is true, because that is how God created you. And that is probably part of what this fall is about and why we are stuck where we are, because a lot of people are operating apart from God. And when you operate apart from him, then you're going to be stuck in the same cycle, in the fallen nature, in, you know, negativity and stuff like that. So basically, the way to get out of that is to separate yourself from everything that has happened to you, good and bad, and learn who you are in Christ. Because basically, Christ is the doorway to get you to your true identity. And that is in God. And scripture says that you are one with God and God is one with you. So if you actually seek that out and don't get deceived by all of these new age things that are teaching you how to be spiritual and all this other stuff, because you can do that. You can operate like that. And that's why man fell. You can operate like that, but you're not doing it the right way. So like scripture says that Jesus is the door and Jesus is the way. So seeking him and allowing him to show you your true identity, because basically if you look at scripture, all it is basically a mirror showing you who you are, because God wants you to understand who you are, because when you understand who you are, then you will understand him and you will understand everything that he put in you that you need to overcome everything that you think you have to deal with, because we're supposed to cast our cares and our burdens on him and trust in him and rest. Okay, so we're supposed to live in a state of rest, not a state of striving. And so I guess I just wanted to let you know that that's where you start. That is where you start, is identifying everything in your life that is causing you negativity and just give it to Him and seek Jesus and get to know Him and get to know yourself, get to know your true self and who He says you are. Because I know for me, everything that Scripture says I am is completely opposite of who I thought I was. So I am addicted to reading Scripture because I want to know more about me. And it helps empower me to overcome things that I think are almost impossible because I'm not doing it in my own strength anymore. So that is kind of what I wanted to get across today. And hope you like this. And if you want to, I'm on faithlovehope777.com is my website. And just hopefully you like the podcast and share it with a friend. Thanks a lot. Bye. Hey, good morning. This is the second podcast, and we are talking about identity. So it's very important that you actually understand that what 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, it says, you are the temple of the living God. So if you are the temple of the living God, you are the house of the Lord. It's basically, you are the dwelling place of God. And the house of God is you. You are the dwelling place of God, and the kingdom of God is within you. So since you are the dwelling place of God, you are basically created and expected to operate out of the government of God, which is the mountain, which they call in Scripture, it says mountain or government. Okay, so God gave man dominion over all creation. We're talking all creation, not just earth. Everything that was created, everything you see is basically in the physical realm. So what God is, you know, what it says is that we are to worship God in spirit. So that's where Satan got jealous of how God created man. Because Satan wanted to have the position that God gave man, which is dominion over all creation. So Satan was basically envious of man because of 1 Corinthians 6:3. It says, do you not know that you will judge angels? So, you know, he was basically insulted that God would create man and put him over the angels. So he devised something to take that authority away, or for not really take it away. We actually gave it away. I mean, it was given to him. So if Satan can keep you from understanding your true identity, then he can deceive you into thinking that he is more powerful than you. And so even if he can get the people who have an idea of their identity, like an inkling of that, he can manage to convince them that it isn't until you die that you can actually do all things that Jesus did plus more, which is why we are in the state we are in now. Because if you look at all the people that do have accepted Jesus and actually have the kingdom of God in them, they're still not manifesting, which is me. I mean, I'm guilty, of course. Still not able to demonstrate everything that is in me that I was created to do, which is why I'm making these podcasts, because as I learn, I want other people to learn too. Because just accepting Jesus to go to heaven is what I pretty much thought was all I needed to do. And basically, I was pretty much cooperating with that lie until I found out, you know, that I don't have to wait. Basically, everything was given to me and accomplished when Jesus died on the cross and was buried and was resurrected again. That is when I inherited everything. So you have to understand your identity is way more than you can comprehend, that it's way deeper, and that you have everything inside of you already to do everything that Jesus did plus more. And that we don't have to wait for Jesus or for God to do anything else for us to have that and to be equipped, because it's already done. So he's waiting for us to understand who we are, to take this world back for him and bring him glory, because that's what we are created to do. So hope that helps, and have a great day.